Wir öffnen dir neu unser Herz. Herr, danke. Sprich, sprich, was in deinem Herzen ist. Oh, Herr. Ja, der Herr hat etwas vor. Mit diesem Brief hatte auch der Paulus eine Absicht. Ja, er hat die Philipper ermutigt, weiter auf diesem Weg zu gehen. Ja, ich habe das so positiv gefunden in der ersten Versammlung schon, wie wir gesehen haben. Es geht nach oben. Es geht auf ein Ziel zu.
We have seen from the first meeting that we are moving towards a goal. So often we limited the gospel to the first step, but in fact the gospel includes God's whole purpose, God's full plan, which is so much related to us. And it's a progressing salvation we are experiencing. As we've seen in Hebrews 7:25, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward through him to God. God has begun a work in us, and I am convinced, as Paul said, that he is going to complete the work he has begun in you. Isn't that wonderful? How can Paul be so convinced? It has already been expressed during the meetings and the fellowship. How could he be so convinced? He has just realized that they were on the right track from the outset.
Die haben das Evangelium nicht nur für sich angenommen.
Because they had not only received the gospel for themselves by believing, but they actively participated in the gospel.
Das ist ein Schlüssel.
I think that's the key.
Man musste die nicht auffordern, ihr müsst Evangelium predigen.
You didn't have to tell them, to admonish them, you must preach the gospel. They, by themselves, had the desire to partake in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. They assisted Paul. You may probably think Paul and Silas, they were on a lonely trip in a foreign city in Philippi in prison, but brothers were around. When they came out, brothers were there. They were standing with them. And that was such a fellowship for the gospel. I'm going to read a verse from Isaiah 9.
Einfach nur mal, wir brauchen einfach eine Sicht, eine andere Sicht vom Evangelium.
Because we need to have a different vision about the gospel. Sometimes we're too much limited, thinking that the gospel is a burden, a requirement.
Ich habe es jetzt in der Elberfelder Übersetzung von Anfang Kapitel 9. Jesaja 9, Vers 1.
The beginning of chapter 9, nevertheless the gloom will not be upon her. And when
du vermehrst den Jubel, du machst die Freude groß.
Isaiah 9.
Sie freuen sich vor dir, wie man sich freut in der Ernte, wie man jauchzt beim Verteilen der Beute. Ist das nicht wunderbar? Das ist das Evangelium. Es gibt ein Evangelium.
That's the gospel, rejoicing. They rejoice before you as at the joy of the harvest. It's Isaiah 9, verse 3 in English. Now let's skip to verse 5. The reason for their rejoicing. 6. Unto us a child is born, and a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? This is the gospel. So the gospel, in fact, is a person. When the angel, what he announced to the shepherds, that a child was born who is the Savior, That was the fulfillment of these verses from the book of Isaiah. And that was fulfilled about 2,000 years ago. That is the gospel. The mere fact that such a person as Jesus exists. This is the gospel, because mankind was without God, without hope. And God came down to man. The Word became flesh, dwelling among us, and we beheld His glory. God coming to man. This is the gospel. Yesterday, Gerd asked what is the first time the gospel was announced. I wanted to say it was in Genesis chapter 1, right at the beginning. The gospel was preached. Your descendant shall bruise the serpent's head. Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah. Evangelium. Wir brauchen einen Blick dafür.
We need to see it. And if we are filled with the gospel, we will just be waiting for an opportunity. The gospel is Christ, as it says in Romans chapter 1, a verse we have read in Romans 1:9.
Am Evangelium seines Sohnes. Evangelium von seinem Sohn.
God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit.
Vielleicht noch Apostelgeschichte 11, Vers 20.
In the gospel of his son. We could also read Acts 11, verse 20.
Es gab aber einige unter ihnen, Männer von Zypern und Kyrene, die kamen nach Antiochien und redeten auch zu den Griechen und verkündigten ihnen den Herrn Jesus als das Evangelium.
And some came to Antioch preaching the word
den Herrn Jesus
to them,
als das Evangelium.
And they preached the Lord Jesus as the gospel, it says in the German version. So it's not always just an enthusiasm, just a great message or a good and logical expounding of the word. They need to get into contact with Jesus. I remember when I was young, I was in a gospel meeting, and after the preaching, I only discussed with those people. I had no interest to receive Jesus. I just put forward my arguments.
Und eines Tages war ich halt in einer Verfassung und
and then one day,
mir,
when I was in a certain condition, a young man asked me, don't you want to get to know Jesus? At first he asked, do you know Jesus already? And my answer was no. And then he asked, don't you want to get to know him? And then I felt hot. I wondered, what should I answer? Shall I say yes or shall I say no?
Ich weiß nicht mehr, ich glaube, ich habe gar nichts gesagt und schon hat er mich.
I think I didn't say anything, and then he took me aside and he started to pray with me. And then another brother joined and they prayed for me for 2 or 3 minutes. And then they said, now you have to pray. And when the two were praying, I realized Jesus was present, he was there. I couldn't avoid him. That is the gospel. Then they gave me a few explanations on my way, some teaching, which I forgot, but what I never forgot since that night is that Jesus is alive. He is the risen Christ, and I've met him. And that is decisive in preaching the gospel. We make things sometimes too complicated.
Wie soll man sagen, einen Hinweis bekommen, dass man an Gott glauben kann.
To give a hint to others, like God exists, God is alive, you can believe in him, I got to know him.
Allein das ist für Menschen manchmal schon so ein Wachmacher. Ja?
That alone can serve as a wake-up signal for some people.
Evangelium von seinem Sohn.
The gospel of his son. That is not a poor gospel.
Es ist ein wieder unser Bruder aus Göppingen schon rausgebracht.
As the brother from Göppingen has just shared,
du fängst im Kolosserbrief an zu lesen.
Exceedingly rich. You start reading the book of Colossians, not just reading, understanding, but reading and realizing.
Sich vom Herrn beeindrucken lassen.
And let the Lord impress you.
Das ist so wichtig. Sonst wirklich, sonst
haben wir
auch nichts zu sagen.
Otherwise, you haven't got anything to say. It's only when you experience something that you can report something. After a journey, you can tell something to your friends.
Und wenn wir mit dem Herrn auf diese Reise gehen, dass wir den Herrn
and when we take the journey with the Lord to get to know him better, discovering more of him, and I would like to encourage, I insist, with all the young people, do read the Word.
Und da gibt es dann Situationen, da berührst du was vom Herrn.
And then in certain situations you will touch the Lord whilst reading.
Nachher auch Teil von dir wird.
And that will become part of you later on.
Deswegen nur einen Appell an uns zu richten, wir müssen mehr das Evangelium predigen. Das ist
so, but just appealing to us, well, we should preach the gospel more often. That is not the purpose of the conference.
Das ist auch nicht das Wesen der Gemeinde. Ja. Wir könnten jetzt ein Evangeliumswerk aufbauen.
Of course, we could set up a gospel work, ja, do gospel trainings, set up an organization, but that's not it. The gospel of the kingdom has to be preached, and the kingdom of God is closely related to the church. Not only our sister is a living gospel, but the whole church is the living gospel. And that is what can convince others.
Nicht nur jeder für sich
an expression, it's not just each one fighting individually and having his own peculiar idea how to pass on the gospel. Of course, Paul said he wanted to win, to gain and convince people by all ways and means. It's important because our time is so limited and there is such a desire in us not to waste our time, but to consecrate our time, to make it fruitful for him. The Lord said, abide in me, and I in you. Like the branch in the wine. It is about bearing fruit.
Ich gehe noch auf 2. Korinther 4.
I would also like to refer to 2. Corinthians 4, verse 3.
2. Korinther 4. Ab Vers 3. Ist nun unser Evangelium verdeckt, so ist es in denen verdeckt, die verloren sind. Schade, ist eigentlich nicht das Ziel, dass für Menschen das Evangelium verdeckt ist, aber es ist leider so. Trotzdem, wir sprechen weiter.
If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. That's a pity, but it's a fact. To some people, the gospel is veiled. We can pray for them. Probably tomorrow it will no longer be veiled to them if they open up their heart, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So in fact, the gospel is the light of the glory of God. It's Christ himself appearing to human beings. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord.
Das ist der Inhalt des Evangeliums.
This is the content of the gospel. It's Jesus Christ, including all he is and has done.
Was er uns bedeutet.
All he means to us.
Deshalb ist es gut, das Wort zu kennen. Wie der Paulus
That's why we should know the word.
Ich genieße diesen Vers jedes Mal, wenn ich ihn wieder
anschaue. As Paul said, a verse I always enjoy when I read it.
Das ist immer wieder wie so eine neue Zündung. Ja? Mir, dem Allergeringsten. Epheser 3, Vers 8.
It's in Ephesians 3, 8.
Ist diese Gnade gegeben. So er erniedrigt sich unter alle Heiligen. Er sagt, ich bin der allerletzte.
To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given.
Ich bin der Unwerteste.
So he humbles himself,
aber mir ist eine
considering himself less than the least, but such a grace was given to me. I have the privilege to preach the gospel of the unsearchable riches of Christ. What a grace! Did you ever preach the gospel to anybody? It's such a grace.
And
you were afraid that the person might reject you, react angrily, but all of a sudden he opens up his heart, and you can continue, say another sentence, show him another verse, and tell him that he can get to know Jesus. That will make your day. You will know what you're living for. You will realize, I'm living.
Das hat nichts mit einer Aktion zu tun, aber es
and that is not an activity, it's a sign that we are alive. As Christians, we have received a life that wants to express itself. You cannot say, others may have this gift, but I don't have it.
In Apostelgeschichte das Ganze angefangen hat.
When it all started in the book of Acts,
10 Tage
after they had been praying for 10 days, in the upper room,
in die Stadt.
And then they went into the town and started preaching. And then the Spirit came,
sie wurden alle,
and they were all, not just certain persons, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking
sogar in anderen Sprachen.
Even in
ja,
foreign languages.
Reden.
That is a testimony. People speaking
das,
about
das
Jesus.
Das
it makes a difference, and that will also change your life.
Wenn ich von Jesus rede, das macht auf mich.
Speaking about Jesus,
das ist für mich vielleicht eine größere Errettung als für den,
may be
dem ich was
more
sage.
Of a salvation to me than to the person to whom I'm speaking, because it will set me free from my own condition. How are you doing? Oh, I'm suffering here and there. Forget about this. My life is not worthwhile talking about it. We're here for the gospel, for this wonderful, rich Christ. The Lord has entrusted himself to us. How wonderful.
Manchmal ist mir schon so gegangen, ich wusste nicht, was ich sagen soll,
sometimes
aber angefangen
habe, I didn't know what to say, but I started and then I could continue.
Herr Jesus Christus. Und dieser der Inhalt des Evangeliums ist Christus.
The content of the gospel is Christ. He himself is the gospel. But today he is no longer an individual who, as he was when he was living on the earth. Today he has been increased. You will see greater things. What are the greater things? Greater things is Christ and the church. Do not add anything else to Christ. Last Sunday, a brother shared in Karlsruhe saying, very often the gospel is preached plus something else, plus the law, for example. Or plus earthly things,
oder ist noch das Selbst mit dabei?
Or the self is included, is involved. It's a mixture.
Alles muss ans Kreuz, was nicht Christus.
But everything that is not Christ has to
gehört,
go to the cross.
Nur noch die Gemeinde.
And what belongs
Christus
to Christ is
Gemeinde,
just the church. Christ and the church, you can share about that, but not Christ and the law, not Christ and a different person, just Christ and the church. This is the gospel, God's eternal purpose.
And the Philippa waren, ja, waren ausgerichtet aufs Evangelium.
And the Philippians, they were focused on the gospel, as we have read in Philippians 1. Your fellowship for the gospel from the first day until now. Paul included them into this fellowship. It was not one-sided, like Paul preaching the gospel to them and then taking care of them. No, it was on the same level, fellowship on the same level. Paul appreciated that they were actively participating in this fellowship right from the beginning. And for this reason, he was convinced that the Lord was going to complete his work in them. And there's a portion that speaks about living, having a life, leading a life worthy of Christ's gospel. We have read the verse, living a life worthy of Christ's gospel. So this verse shows that my words have to be backed up by my life. There are some persons who speak a lot, but it's not backed up by their daily life. So there needs to be a basis, a foundation, and that is living such a life. In praying this verse, I realized living a life, one life, not a double life. Today I'm putting on my church face.
Bitte, das ist eben der Unterschied. Die Gemeinde ist
etwas. That makes the difference. The church is something real, genuine. We've got Christ, the reality of Christ, and so we have to learn to live Christ in the church, denying the self. It's an active exercise we have to do daily. I want to live Christ. As Paul said, living to me is Christ. And everything he was doing was Christ. And this verse does not only mean have a blameless life. Of course, we are supposed to lead a life in a way that we are not put to shame when the Lord will come back without blemish. We want to be found faultless before the judgment seat of Christ. It is important, but here there's something else to be seen in this verse. A life worthy of the gospel. Conduct yourself to be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So whether I come and see you and or I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind striving together. So this shows it's an active life. It doesn't just mean that I have a good behavior. It does not just refer to my personal sanctification, but rather it means that we should stand fast in spirit. I'm going to draw again the well-known three circles.
So, wir wissen, wir sind vom Geist geboren.
Das heißt, wir sind eingegangen by the Spirit.
In das Reich.
So then we entered into the kingdom because of our new birth. We are one spirit with the Lord.
Und hier außenrum ist unsere Seele.
And there around there is our soul.
Und ich fand es sehr gut, wie Daniel das erklärt hat. Das and ist eigentlich die gefallene Seele.
Daniel has already explained that the fallen soul is our self, our ego.
Wird heutzutage immer stärker.
becoming increasingly strong in today's society because faith is decreasing.
Weil das Bewusstsein von Gott verloren geht.
And the consciousness of God is being lost.
Die Menschen kennen das Wort Gottes, sie kennen Gott nicht mehr.
People don't know God's word or God.
Kommt was anderes an diese Stelle.
So,
das ist
there's something else to replace it, and that's the self. But after we were born again, our soul is being changed and transformed. And this is the Lord's work. At first, however, we need to stand firm in our spirit. There's a verse in Ephesians which shows in Ephesians 3 that we need to be strengthened.
3:16.
Ephesians is about the church. And what is required is that we should all be strengthened with might in the inner man. In the inner man. Or into the inner man, it says in the German version. Even our personality, we have to be strengthened into the spirit. Sometimes we try to fight with one soul, but first of all we need to be strengthened into the Spirit. And we can see that Paul exercised the same by interceding for the saints. He exercised himself to turn to the Spirit. When our Spirit was stirred up, then we should always focus on the Spirit, turn to actively to our Spirit. Our prayer is not just to present our wishes to God, to have Him do something for us, but in the first place, prayer is to strengthen you into the inner man, and that you are not only objectively in spirit, as it says in Romans 8, you are in the spirit, but that you get into the spirit in your experience.
Hineingestärkt in den inwendigen Menschen.
Being strengthened into the inner man.
Also durch den Geist wird macht der Herr alles in unserem Leben. Durch den Geist wird
the Lord can do everything in our life
Gottes erfüllen.
By the Spirit. We can fulfill God's requirements only in the Spirit.
Und da stehen wir fest. Da müssen wir feststehen. Das muss klar sein.
And we have to stand firm. Right there. But I am coming to the second point concerning the Spirit.
Hier ist nicht nur deine persönliche
the Spirit is not only your personal relationship with the Lord.
Feststeht in einem Geist.
Because it says here, standing.
Dass ihr in einem Geist feststeht. So, das heißt, das sind wir alle.
We should stand
die ganze Gemeinde dort in Philippi,
in one spirit.
Wir alle stehen fest in einem Geist.
That refers to the whole church in Philippi.
Und das heißt, wir müssen den Geist kennen. Um eins zu sein, müssen wir den Geist kennen.
In order to be one, we have to know the Spirit.
Dass ich eine gute Bibelauslegung habe und
not just to have a good Bible explanation, understanding the context. No, that is not the Spirit. The Spirit is that I can touch something of the reality.
There,
many people have taught the Bible and I've listened to certain teachings and sometimes you wonder, what is the purpose of these people? In Paul's day, it was the same. Some were preaching the gospel for envy, for self-glory. That was their soul, not the spirit. We have to learn to live and to know the spirit, to be led by the spirit, to stand firm in the Spirit.
Und dann nehme ich noch den Parallelvers aus dem Epheserbrief.
And there's a parallel verse in Ephesians 4, verse 1 and following. Therefore, the prison, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
Und in diesem Zusammenhang spricht von der Einheit.
And in this context, right in this context, he refers to our walk in unity. And that refers to the unity in the church. Walking worthy of the calling with which you were called. And that means a walk in spirit. If you're in spirit, I'm in spirit, then only we can be one. We can be one spirit with the Lord and one spirit with one another. And this is the testimony of the church. And Ephesians says, diligently endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit, he says in Luther's version. That means it has to be so important to you, you cannot get it for free. And you have to cooperate with the Lord. To keep this unity is not a small thing. It's about God's testimony. Today you may be one with everyone, with every believer. You can even write a book about the unity, and tomorrow you start a division. All this is possible. We have seen so many things. Human beings can change. It's not enough to have seen something at some time. We have to be diligent to keep the unity. And that is not a practice. It doesn't mean that we have the same way of meeting in all the churches or all following just one person. No, it's the oneness of the Spirit.
Sonst rauben wir, nehmen wir dem Herrn die Ehre.
Otherwise, we steal the Lord's glory. We have to hold, to keep the oneness, the unity every day. And that is a test for us.
Wir haben oft mal so einen Eindruck, in der Gemeinde ist etwas nicht so, wie ich mir das vorstelle oder wie es
sein sollte. We may sometimes think that, well, certain things should be different in the church. We have different opinions.
Aber auf der anderen Seite,
but on the other hand,
oder ich werde in meinem Stolz verletzt.
I might also
be
offended. I may think that I need to be given respect, more respect. And the brothers, they didn't say Amen to my testimony. And I was not given the position I expected to get.
Das ist die Gemeinde, und deshalb ist die Gemeinde nicht jedermanns Ding.
So that is the church. That's
leider
why it's not everybody's
so schnell wie manche
business.
Gruppen.
Unfortunately, we do not have the same fast increase as other Christian groups, because it's not the place for our personal comfort, for our soulish comfort zone.
Ist ein Ort, wo der Herr uns behandelt.
But it's a place where the Lord is dealing with us.
Ruhe,
on one
Ruhe.
Hand, we come to
also
him and
Ruhe,
he gives us true rest. You only get rest, you find rest
Illusion.
In your spirit. Everything else is but illusion and short-lived.
Nicht zielführend. Aber wenn wir im Geist sind, du berührst den Herrn im Geist. Ha.
But if you touch the Lord in spirit, you may find peace. You may be in your car going to work and calling, Lord Jesus. You may think it's crazy. It is, in fact. Sometimes the Spirit indeed is crazy. Not always. Sometimes he's also very normal and sober. But he's also crazy at times. If you have never been crazy, I'm not sure whether you're really, if you know the Spirit.
Paulus sagt, dass außer sich war.
Paul says he was out of himself, outside himself. We have to break through to the Spirit. I'm praying. That is so important for all the saints. It's the very heart of the church life.
Look
at the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. They were scared, and then they were just crazy. People thought they had drunk something. But we have drunk of Christ.
Der Herr muss uns frei machen.
The Lord has to set us free. Sometimes we are so well behaved, growing up in the church, very nice young people. It's good, it's excellent.
Aber hier vorne sollten nicht nur ältere Herren sein.
But I wouldn't like to see elderly gentlemen sitting in the front rows.
Geschwister. Die jungen Leute müssen kommen,
the young people must come and sit in the first rows, not sitting at a distance in the back. Sit right in the middle, then you get the most of the blessing and exercise your spirit. Do not come in looking around, well, who is here, but come in, stand up and pray. You will become so free, everything will fall off.
Manches muss man zurückgewinnen.
Certain things we should recover. On one hand, we have to go on. On the other hand, we have to recover certain things. Important. Standing firm in one spirit, not standing firm in one soul. Rather not. We are standing firm in one spirit. This is our foundation. And then fighting with one soul. The soul is the means. It's no longer the self sitting on the throne deciding what do I want to do, how I feel today, what I feel like doing. No, that is your soul who likes to submit to the Lord, being more and more transformed by the Lord. And it's possible to fight together with such a soul. And we should all participate in this fight to experience the verse.
Ich möchte gerne ein Beispiel aus dem Alten Testament noch mal zitieren.
Let me quote an example from the Old Testament, because there are so many excellent things we can learn from.
Beziehungsweise eine Begebenheit, aus der wir aber alle
even from negative events we can learn.
Das ist 2. Samuel 11.
And now this is also negative, second Samuel 11.
Es geschah bei der Wiederkehr des Jahres.
It happened in the spring of the year at the time when kings go out to battle. Then David sent Joab and his servants with him. So he sent out his general, his commanders with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David, it happened, when the kings went out to battle, and David was a king, but David remained at Jerusalem. He stayed at home in his palace. And it happened one evening, at evening, David arose from his bed. Normally, you would arise in the morning. So, David, a good example in many points, but here, that was his big failure. And we all know what happened.
Aber wie das dazu kam,
how it all happened,
er hat sich's gut gehen lassen.
He was leading, having a good life. enjoying everything. That's a nice day today. I have enough to eat and drink. I could watch a film, a movie. I could do this and look at that. And then all of a sudden, well, looking down from his balcony, and it has happened. The lust of the eyes, the flesh was there, everything. And it's the same for us. Do not be deceived. Don't think I'm perfect. Never think so. Never think so.
Deshalb lernen wir von David.
So let's learn of David.
Müßiggang ist aller Laster Anfang.
So if you are idle, that's the beginning.
Chillen.
Not doing anything, but just chilling.
Schöne Sachen machen.
Just doing enjoyable things, traveling around,
Computer spielen.
Playing computer games.
So vieles. Oh, heute im Internet. Oh, da kannst du dich stundenlang aufhalten. Hast nichts geschafft.
You can spend hours in the Internet. You didn't do anything, just watching movies.
Müßiggang, weißt du? Nichts machen. Gibt heute so viele. Meine Frau ist bei der Arbeit.
Idleness.
Eigentlich ist dort Handyverbot, aber diese jungen Leute, die da anfangen zu arbeiten, die sind ständig an ihrem Handy.
And my wife said that the young people who are being trained at her job, where the mobile phones are not allowed, she observes the young people on their phones permanently.
Ist doch das die größte Versuchung, wenn gar keine Versuchung da ist.
We are living in a time of so many temptations.
Wenn du einfach nur alle fünf gerade sein lässt.
Yeah, the enemy, he has already tempted you when you wallow in vice. You abandon yourself to vice. But we have to be active.
Alle in der Gemeinde. Und weißt du, was die beste Also, es gibt verschiedene Dienste in der Gemeinde.
There are so many services in the church. You may wonder, what can I do? Where can I serve? We all are able to serve. We can testify the Lord, spread the light of the gospel.
Das ist ein helles Licht, und da sind wir alle in der Lage. Da ist jeder in der Lage.
And everybody can do it.
Also die in ihrem Leben Probleme haben, da
there are some saints with so many problems in their life, but they speak the gospel and others get saved. How wonderful, the gospel has so much power, God's power,
und die kann retten.
Able to save.
So ein Leben brauchen wir, dass wir in einem Geist feststehen.
We need such a life, standing in one spirit and battling in one soul.
Und indem wir uns dem Herrn hingeben,
it's by consecrating ourselves to the Lord we are saved.
Und dann erfahren wir auch vieles. Weißt du, die Schrift sagt zum Beispiel, dass es Leiden geben wird und alles.
The scripture says that sufferings will come. Just consecrate yourself to the Lord. You will also be given your portion of sufferings. Both has been given to us.
Nicht nur an Christus zu glauben, sondern auch um seinetwillen zu leiden.
It's our privilege not just to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for his sake. I remember that one time we were preaching the gospel. We had a book table in downtown in Karlsruhe. We were just setting up, preparing, arranging everything. And then some oddball passed by, but there are so many oddballs. The world is full of oddballs. It was the same in Jesus' day. So one of these was just coming, and we just exchanged a few words. I didn't say much. He just hit me on my cheek. The sisters looked in awe, and I was happy. I felt happy.
Hallelujah. Dass ich würdig erachtet
that
war,
I was worthy
zu leiden.
To suffer for the sake of the Lord.
Ich möchte nicht leiden, weil ich Dummheiten gemacht
habe. I do not want to suffer because I did some foolish things. I want to suffer because I serve the Lord.
Und dann ist in diesem Leiden
and then in the suffering there is joy. Consecrate yourself to the Lord in the church life for the gospel, and you will get the Lord's joy. Even when you are not fine, you will have the Lord's joy.
Herr Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Wir kämpfen diesen Kampf.
So we are fighting this battle.
Ich hatte noch einen Vers, genau. Aber den lasse ich jetzt weg. Wir haben ja nicht so viel Zeit. Ja, Herr Jesus, das ist diese Einheit. Und wir kämpfen diesen Kampf in Apostelgeschichte 4. Der Vers oder diese Stelle wurde heute schon erwähnt oder gestern. Aber ich möchte sie
That's our battle, our fight. The verse has already been mentioned, but I would like to read it again. It was in Acts 4 about the prayer of the church. 23 onwards. I'm trying to find the right verse.
Vers 29.
Oh, it was 29.
Sieh an ihr Drohen.
Lord, look on their threats.
Gegen den Herrn, gegen deinen Gesalbten. So, die ganze Welt.
They have all gathered together.
Alles gegen Christus. Alles
against Christ. The whole invisible world goes against us just because we preach the gospel.
Schlagen die Wellen hoch.
Waves going high. Turmoil in the city, but they do not pray, Lord, punish them, or Lord, protect us against these evil people. No, they do not pray this way. What do they pray? Lord, give to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. With boldness, even stronger.
Für uns gibt's keinen Rückzug. In dem Sinne.
No drawback for us.
Wir sind Zeugen.
We are witnesses.
Zeugnis. Wir predigen das Evangelium.
Preaching the gospel.
Wir haben wirklich die beste Botschaft, die es gibt.
We've got the best message ever.
Das wunderbarste
the
Evangelium.
Highest, the most wonderful gospel.
Es ist nicht nur das Evangelium der Errettung.
And it's not only the gospel of salvation.
Mal hin und wieder in so eine Predigt reingehört.
Once in a word, while I listened into one or the other message, you have got a big choice on the internet, a big fair, and I heard about a name. I was told this person gives good messages, and I listened. It was good, and the person knows the Lord, but it's all about the personal. Our personal time, how what I can do that God can bless me personally in my life.
Aber zum Evangelium gehört der ganze Plan.
But
also ohne
the gospel includes God's full plan.
Mir fehlt was.
Half is lacking without the church in my Christian life.
Wir hatten eine Schwester in Karlsruhe.
In Karlsruhe we had a sister.
Sie kam nach Ich glaube, über 7 Jahren war sie nicht mehr in den Versammlungen. Da kam sie eines Tages wieder.
She had left, I think it was about 7 years, and then she returned one day. She was in a meeting. She was joyful, and she stayed for lunch. And my wife asked her, for what reason did you come back?
Dann sagte sie,
and she answered,
ich habe die Gemeinde vermisst.
I missed the church.
Sie war bei verschiedenen Gruppen gewesen.
She wandered around through different Christian groups.
Kam wieder zurück.
And then finally she returned because she missed the church.
Wir brauchen so eine Haltung.
That's the attitude we need. The church is such a treasure.
So wertvoll.
So precious.
Christus liebt die Gemeinde.
Christ loves the church. He gave himself up for her. And this is part of the gospel.
Dieses Gebet der Gemeinde ist wichtig.
So the prayer of the church is important.
Und beten.
Come to the prayer meetings and pray.
Und wartet mal ab.
I have also seen
saints
coming to the prayer meeting waiting. I don't want to wait. Time is too precious.
Herr Jesus, gemeinsam diesen Kampf kämpfen.
So that is fighting together.
Philipper 1:30, ne, wie ihr an mir auch diesen Kampf seht. Denselben Kampf. Ihr habt denselben Kampf.
Philippians 1:30.
Hört. Sie sind im selben Kampf.
Having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me.
Ihr
But Paul, he said, I'm convinced that you will reach the goal. You will reach the goal.
Sei aktiv beteiligt an diesem Kampf.
Be actively involved in this conflict. Then you're on the safe side.
Gib dich hin.
Don't wait, but consecrate yourself.
Dann gibt's noch Kapitel 3, Vers 14.
And then there's also chapter 3, verse 14.
Ja, ich jage dem Ziel entgegen für den Kampfpreis der hohen Berufung. Und wir haben gehört, es gibt eine Belohnung.
Pressing towards the goal for the prize of the upward call. We have heard about the reward when the Lord comes back. He will give us a reward. At present, my daughter and with my three grandchildren are living with us in our house, and it's like 30 years ago when my own children were with us, and I like to reward the children provided they do the things they are supposed to do. Your intention is not to punish them. God is the same. We have got a plan, and we have some stickers, little stars. If they've done that job, they get a star.
Alle sind eifrig dabei.
They are all diligent, and God does the same with us. There is a reward.
Lob den Herrn. Ich jage dem Ziel entgegen. Ich will die Belohnung.
Pursuing the goal, because I want to be given the reward.
Es ist dieser Kampfpreis. Es gibt einen hohen Preis.
There is a great prize to win.
Dort geht es darum, nachdem wir vorher gelitten hatten, Vers 2, und misshandelt worden waren in Philippi, also geht von einer Misere in die andere.
First Thessalonians 2:2, after he had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, so from one stay in prison, he entered right into the next turmoil. But as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. It's a conflict fight, but still it's our salvation, our life. 1 Timothy 6. 12, these verses refer to this conflict. That's the personal aspect.
That
fighting that good battle. Grasp the eternal life.
Stehst in diesem Kampf. Und das hat auch mit dem Bekenntnis zu tun.
And this is also related to confessing.
2. Timotheus 4, Vers 7.
2 Timothy 4, 7.
Ich habe den guten Kampf gekämpft, sagt Paulus.
I fought the good fight.
Am Ende des Lebens.
At the end of his life.
Du das auch sagen können?
Do you want to say the same? I want
ich
to say the
habe
same.
Den guten Kampf gekämpft.
I fought the good fight.
Oh Herr. Ich habe den Lauf vollendet. Ich habe den Glauben bewahrt.
I finished the race.
Wir sind auf
einem I have kept the faith. We are in a race.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Wir stehen in einem Kampf. Und wie es auch in Epheser 6 heißt, dieser Kampf.
And we are in a fight. And in Ephesians 6 we see we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers and authorities. And that's why we need a prayerful attitude, realizing the Lord is victor. The Lord has defeated the enemy and we are standing in his victory. All the sisters are also evangelists, female evangelists, proclaiming the Lord's victory.
Nach einer Weltmeisterschaft, wenn Deutschland den
when
Weltmeistertitel
you look
hat,
after
die Leute
a championship,
und auf den Straßen rumtanzen,
like people
freuen,
can be crazy dancing in the street if Germany has become world champion in sport, in football.
Noch viel mehr aus dem
but
Haus.
We should even rejoice much more about Christ. The Lord's victory.
Halleluja. Und jetzt gibt's noch einen Vers. Den möchte ich euch
there's one more verse.
Nicht vorenthalten. Das ist 2. Timotheus 2, Vers 4.
2 Timothy 2, Vers 4.
Und Vers 3 noch. Leide das Böse. Oh ne, wir können vorne anfangen.
Let's start at the beginning of the chapter. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So he is supposed to pass on what he has received. He should pass on. We pass on the stuff. We pass on. The gospel is the character of the gospel to be passed on from one person to the next. Therefore, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A good soldier enduring hardship. You were all engaged for the warfare. We are not just disciples, we are also soldiers belonging to the Lord's army. Be impressed with this. And no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. So we were called for a mission.
Und bei allem, was wir so auch machen, wir müssen für unseren Unterhalt sorgen. Wir haben unsere Familien.
In all we are doing, taking care of our living, of our family, you have got your job.
Wir leben in dieser Welt.
We are living this world.
Und doch sollen wir diese Welt gebrauchen, als
still we should use the world as if
das
we would not use it. It's not
das
our home.
Unser Ding.
It's
das
not
das
our place.
Alles hier so mitnehmen.
We have to undergo
everything.
Even your family is not the real meaning of your life.
Ja, viele junge Leute heiraten,
many young people, they are
Kinder,
getting
ja.
married and
lasst
they have children. Do not get entangled in the worries of daily life.
Das Ziel nicht aus
do
dem
not lose sight of the goal. We were called
lasst deine
into
Kinder, lasst
a
deine
battle.
Familie, alles dem Herrn dienen.
Let your children, your family, everything serve the Lord, as Joshua said. Me and my house, we want to serve the Lord. Never lose sight of this. If not, your children end up to be the center of your life and you don't have any more time for fellowship. Or your job may become that important.
Herr Jesus Christus, sei uns barmherzig.
Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. We want to be in the warfare.
Demas.
Paul had a co-worker,
Demas,
before we interpreted that he left to be in the world.
Er hat die Welt lieb gewonnen.
Der
hat sich irgendwo sesshaft gemacht und hat eine Frau geheiratet und sich ein Häuschen gebaut.
I think he just married,
und dann war er eben für Paulus kein Mitarbeiter
and
mehr.
He was no longer
die Welt liebt
a co-worker of Paul's.
Selbst wenn du ein Häusle baust,
even in building a house,
häng dein Herz nicht dran.
Do not,
hab nicht lieb die Welt. Verstrick dich nicht in diese
put
ganze
your heart fully into it.
Der Herr sorgt für uns.
Do not be entangled by these things, but seek his kingdom first at all. When we traveled to Lebanon last fall, we talked about the kingdom
and
we shared about this verse, seeking his kingdom and his righteousness at first, and the Lord will give you everything else on top. You do not need to get entangled, but you have to consecrate yourself fully for the kingdom, and then the Lord will give you everything else on top. Lord, save us from our worries, from our reluctance. The Lord wants to have us as his disciples, as his soldiers, and he will give us everything in change. He will supply us. It's a miracle.
So viele Wunder in meinem Leben erlebt.
I have seen so many miracles in my life.
Treu.
The Lord is faithful.
Und er wird uns auf diesem Weg
and he will support us with all we need on this way.
Zu den Jüngern, als er das Evangelium, als er sie zum Evangelium predigen geschickt hat, damals hat er gesagt, nehmt keine Taschen mit, nehmt nichts mit.
And when he sent out his disciples,
verlasst euch ganz auf mich, auf den Herrn.
He told them not to take any bag, any purse with them just to rely on him. When we start preaching the gospel, we'll experience so much. Many things will fall off. Things that seemed so important to us, but that were a frustration.
Herr Jesus Christus. Ja. Manche haben gute Arbeit, gute
Some
Jobs.
Have a good job.
Ist auch nicht schlecht.
It's not bad to have a good
Aber
job.
Aber es darf nicht über
but that should not be
Tätigkeit stehen. Du bist ein Evangelist.
On top of your main activity as an evangelist, a soldier of Christ, a disciple and a member of his body.
Das ist unsere, das, da ist unser Herz.
Our heart should be
Mach dich
in
nicht
that.
Selber unglücklich, indem du andere Dinge so wichtig machst in deinem Leben.
By giving priority to other things. Set yourself free.
Herr Jesus Christus. Damit möchte ich einfach hier mal
I think I'm going to end at
ich denke,
this
es gibt noch
point.
Vielleicht ein bisschen Zeit dafür.
You still have some opportunity for testimonies. Genau.